This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of Sudanese protesters demanding an end to military rule took to the streets of the capital, Khartoum, and its suburbs for a fourth straight day Sunday, witnesses said. A violent crackdown by the security forces during mass rallies on Thursday killed 9 people, the deadliest day for several months in the long-running protest against a military takeover last October, led by Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. Recent protests have seen crowds burn tires and barricade roads with bricks, with security forces using live bullets, firing barrages of tear gas canisters, and using powerful water cannons, according to medics and the United Nations. Demonstrators demand a restoration of the transition to civilian rule that was launched after the 2019 ouster of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir, which the coup derailed. The death toll from the protest violence has reached 114 since last year's coup, with the last fatality recorded Saturday when a demonstrator died from wounds sustained at a rally weeks ago, according to pro-democracy medics. West African leaders are attending a regional conference as the bloc pursues its efforts to resolve the political impasse in the coup-hit nations of Mali, Burkina Faso, and Guinea. A summit last month of the Economic Community of West African States put off imposing further economic and financial sanctions on the three nations. They were suspended from the bloc following military coups and are under international pressure to hold democratic elections. Malian authorities recently announced a transition roadmap that includes scheduling a presidential election for February 2024 and a March 2023 constitutional referendum. This is VOA News. Israel's caretaker prime minister has held his first cabinet meeting since taking over as leader, promising a functional government amid the political instability. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Yair Lapid took over last week as prime minister as part of an agreement forged last year that created the coalition government. Headed initially by Naftali Bennett, the government collapsed following a series of defections and legislative defeats. Parliament dissolved itself, triggering new elections and handing power to Lapid. Israel will vote in its fifth elections in less than 4 years on November 1st. Lapid promises Sunday the government would continue to function despite the political instability. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russia's defense minister says Moscow forces have taken control of the last major Ukrainian-held city in Ukraine's Luhansk province. Russian news agency report that Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin on Sunday that Russia's armed forces and a separatist militia, quote, have established full control over the city of Lysychansk. Ukrainian fighters spent weeks trying to defend the city and keep it from falling to Russia, as neighboring Severodonetsk did a week ago. A presidential advisor predicted late Saturday the city's fate could be determined within days. Occupying Lysychansk would open the way for Russians to move west into Donetsk province, where the sizable Ukrainian-held city of Slovansk has come under rocket attacks. Thousands of residents in Sydney suburbs have been told to evacuate their homes after heavy rains caused floodwaters to rise and rivers to overflow in what authorities call life-threatening emergencies. The Bureau of Meteorology issued a severe weather warning for heavy rain and flash floods and winds up to 55 miles per hour along the coast of Australia's most populous city and other parts of New South Wales state. Authorities said a dam in western Sydney began overflowing overnight, and the peak spill would be comparable to devastating flooding in March last year. Residents in a number of suburbs have been ordered to evacuate, but Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook said people don't need to wait to be told to leave. Recapping our top story, hundreds of Sudanese protesters demanding an end to military rule took to the streets of the capital, Khartoum, and its suburbs for a fourth straight day Sunday, according to witnesses. A violent crackdown by the security forces during mass rallies on Thursday killed 9 people, the deadliest day for several months in the long-running protest against a military takeover last October, led by Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.